mentioned the other day, you'd want to play with the lead, and you get a 2-0 lead, you need to play smarter when you have a lead, too.
Got to kill penalties off. That's what you got to do. That's it. Didn't do it.
How do you keep this team from drooping 1 win in 8 games now?
You look at our effort level tonight and our battle and our compete. It was there. We did everything we could to win the game. Special teams cost us in the end. Even still, I think we had an open net, didn't we? Or that, given that 1,000 times, probably puts it in 999 of them. There's the one time it didn't go in for us. And you kind of feel for the guys who would probably still be playing right now. But they're a really good team, too. You can't take anything away from them. I mean, they're defending champs, and they're pretty much have kept going from last year. And so you give them credit. If you're going to give them, you know, we gave them 5 power plays. They scored on 3 of them. And, you know, that's where it's kind of tough. We just, you know, we got to kill one more of those off, and we didn't. It cost us.
You're always looking for signs of things improving. Did you see enough signs other than...
I liked a lot of things we did. Again, you know, when it kind of got down to it at the end, though, we stopped shooting pucks. We stopped attacking the net. And the one couple flurries we had, we were really attacking the net. Like, we were going for it. And then it felt, again, we were trying to make the extra pass, trying to place the puck into the net instead of, you know, just getting it to the net and driving when we had guys doing that. And so it, you know, that's a tough part when, you know, at the end there we had things going, we didn't shoot enough. But Pittsburgh also puts you in those positions, so you gotta fight through that kind of stuff. But ultimately we had a 3-1 lead, and you know, we blew it at home. And those are tough to swallow because that doesn't happen to us too often.
John, has there been a common denominator through this stretch where it's something, or is it something different every night? Like tonight with special teams and maybe a little over.
I don't know. We did the scoring chances. The scoring chances were close in our book. I think they had 3 more than us. Not enough to, you know, is that the difference in the game? I liked a lot of things we did, and you are going to lose some games in this league. Now, you know, the rate we're losing them right now, that's, you know, that's not the recipe for success to get you into the playoffs. But teams do go through these situations, and you got to weather through. You just got to keep fighting through. It's 82 games, so you sit here and say, you know, like, whatever the stat was, we've won 1 game in our last whatever, but it's, you know, it's after 82. It's not after right now, and there's a lot of hockey left to be played. There was a lot of good things we did tonight. I thought it was an exciting hockey game. I think the fans are definitely disappointed we lost, but I think they got their money's worth in that one. And but our job's to win hockey games, and that's what it really just comes down to, and we've just... You know, every little thing, you know, and guy, you kind of look back and say, oh, well, why didn't that happen for us? Why didn't it? It's like you can't worry about that stuff. You just got to keep marching on. I thought we did that tonight. It's just unfortunate, you know, we couldn't kill those last couple penalties off.
Does this remind you of any kind of stretch last season as far as me?
I don't know. Like, we've gone through, this is probably one of our worst, if not our worst, in the last few years. But you go through, you can go through the resume of our last 3 or 4 years of some of the ups and downs this team's had. This is just a different one, that's all. And we've always found a way to kind of struggle and emerge, and I am sure we'll find it, we'll find again.
Is it different in the sense that, you know, this team, the state would be the defense, goaltending? I mean, it doesn't, I'm not saying it's loud, but it's not.
Yeah, is it where we want to be? There's no question. You can't win in this league if you're going to give up 4 and 5 a night, and that's the tough thing, is that we are giving up 4 and 5 a night now, and clearly it's tough to win games when that happens, and it's tough too because when you score 3, you should get points out of that game when you score 3, and we scored 3 and didn't get any, So we just, I thought, you know, as a 5-on-5, we did a lot of good things. We only gave one. It just came down to special teams, but that's part of it too. And you gotta, you know, power play, you know, it helps you win games, and the penalty kill helps you win games. And sometimes the power play's not been there for us. And tonight, you know, is the PK. So we just gotta, we can't sit here and say, well, you know, this was good, this was good, this was bad. We gotta make sure it's all good together.
You got 3 days off here between games.
Mm-hmm.
Now another little mini break.
Mm-hmm.
Something you can do to kind of get their focus in the right area?
We've been together for a little bit now, and these guys are pros. Our job is all right, turn the page, and let's improve on what the good things we did today and shore up the things we didn't and move on. And the games come at you fast, and it's unfortunate that we had a chance here at home to take a couple games, and we didn't, and now we've got to regroup and go on the road. But the break was good. Even though we lost these games, it was good for our body. We had energy today. Now we just got to carry that into Canada.
Good. Thank you.